If you didn't know, we have started with our church tours, basically whereby we'll be going around different churches and preaching, teaching, having discussions with them directed at the youth, and making sure that we set an example to other young people and hopefully get them to be part of, you know, ministry, be active and to be closer to God and achieve the whole mission and vision of the of Youth 412 as a whole. This is from the first church tour which we had in Montclair, and it was very exciting. So I hope you do enjoy this, and please share it after you're done.
Then God said, let us make mankind in our own image. It's in our own image and likeness. Ukuthatha lamagama amabili image kanye likeness. Uma ngithatha ngimisa siyabazika abafundisi bethu basithanda isiHebrew nesiGreek. Ngase nginama ke ngisike elijikayo ngakhona. Uma ngithatha image ngimisa kwisiHebrew angazi noma ngizopronounce kahle ni uthi tzelem. Uthi tzelem. Uthi it refers to the concrete shape of the physical body, and likeness, which is the marks, which refers to abstract qualities that are comparable to the divine person. Sayeswa uthi that are comparable to the divine person. Ngiyathanda uma eyibeka njena athi likeness, it refers ukuthi ukufana naye lo ongcwele okuNkulunkulu wethu. So if sifuna ukuchaza indoda ukuthi umuntu ekufuneke abe njani, ngingayibeka ngithi indoda umuntu ekufuneke afane noJehova, noma kuwumuntu ekumele afane noNkulunkulu wethu esimkhonzayo. Ngithanda u-Ellen White uma eyibeka laphana uthi kwi-education page 15 uthi when alien came from the creator's hand, he bore in his physical, mental, spiritual nature a likeness to his maker. Uthi uma u-Adam akhiwa ube nakho physically, ube nakho mentally, spiritually appeal i-likeness kaNkulunkulu. So this is not something ongafike uthi uyayiportraya la enkonzweni, because sinabo abantu abanjalo abafuna ukuportraya into abangeyona. But uthi umbhali la uyasichazela kabanzi ukuthi u-Adam ube nakho emqondweni, ube nakho esiqini somzimba, ube nakho spiritually futhi i-likeness kaNkulunkulu. So nathi amadoda uNkulunkulu uthi they must carry i-likeness yakhe, ne-image. Kufanele they must be an example, baveze babe nakho ngokomzimba nangokomqondo nangayo yonke indlela. Ngithande iculo esivule ngayo sithi, more like Jesus would I be, let my Savior dwell with me. Ngithanda meqala sithi, more like Jesus would I be. So we need to be more like Jesus. Hayi ukuthi sifane nokwethu, but kumele sifane no Jesu Kristu. Ngithanda mithi-ke no Jesu Kristu, uma ngisika nami lapho imvezela incwadi kaLuka chapter 2 uverse 52. Angizudla isikhathi mphathi. ULuka chapter 2 verse 52 uthi, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature in favor with God and men. Uma ngabe sifuna ukuthola umuntu ozosinika ingazelo ukuthi iyini indoda, kumele singabuki kude kodwa sibuke uJesu Kristu uqobo lwakhe. Ngithanda ukuthi umbhali mayebeka umbhali wazayo nengisho loyiminayo, ngiyazi u-Ellen White sibuye simsiye, kodwa-ke umbuzo uthi, how can we grow in wisdom? Uthi, as we learn how the world works, God earthly laws, the creation and function of our body, and much more, we can increase in wisdom. As sifunda iy'ndlela zikaNkulunkulu, sifunda umhlaba, sifunda yonke into eyenzakalayo, you are increasing nge-wisdom. Ngithanda amavesi engiwabonile lana u-Exodus chapter 36 uverse 1, kodwa-ke angizokumthinta ngithi abazalwane sebengawubhala phansi, but engifuna ukulithatha litholakala encwadini ka-First Chronicles uchapter 22. First Chronicles chapter 22 uverse 12. Ngimxonele isandulela. First Chronicles chapter 22 verse 12 ufunda kanje uthi, only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of God of the Lord thy God. Uthi uNkulunkulu kuphela onikeza ukuhlakana, ayikho enye indawo ozothola khona ubuhlakani lobu obubaluleke kangaka indoda ekufuze ukuthi ibe nayo. Yes, uzoya esikoleni uzothola ubuhlakani bomhlaba okuyi-portion yobuhlakani lobu ekumele ngabe ube nabo. So enye into uma siqhubeka uthi, and Jesus also grew in stature. Ivesi okushukuthi he grew physically. Uthi uEllen White incwadini yakhe iChristian Temperance and Bible Hygiene 1819 Councils on Health and Diet and Foods. Uthi to keep the body in healthy condition in order that all parts of the living machinery may act harmoniously should be a study of life. The children of God cannot glorify him with sickly bodies and dwarfed minds. Those who indulge in any spirit of intemperance, either eating or drinking, waste their physical energies and weaken moral power. Ukhuluma ngendaba yehealth umzimba uma ngabe ethi umbhali and Jesus also grew in stature. Enenwalithesezela ukuthi labo abadla ngokungafanelekile noma ukuthi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu they cannot glorify him ngemzimba efileyo nemqondo efileyo. So we need to eat healthy concepts, mazwane i-health message. Sisazoyifunda zikhona iy'nsuku zayo. Mese sengizoyivala nje ukuthi Jesus also grew in favor with God. Ngithanda uLuke uma esebenzisa igama elithi increase elivezwa ukuthi ukukhula kwaJesu kwakugradually, kwakunjalo wehlezi ekhula ngaso sonke isikhathi. Nathi singakhula ngokufana ngokuthi sifunde ama-scriptures, listening and reading prophecies, and being well guided and prepared for our true potential. Uthi sengivala uthi he grew in favor with men, meaning that he became an example of how we can live and serve. So isihloko sami sithi God God meant as God intended. Ngingayiveza mzalwane, ngivumelane nawe ukuthi uma ufuna ukwazi ukuthi indoda kumele ube umuntu onjani, awuthathe ubuke impilo kaJesu Christ ukuthi esaphila emhlabeni. Amen.
Judges chapter 16 verse 30 and 31. Uthi, Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." Then he pushed with all his might, and down came the temple on the rulers and all the people in it. Thus he killed many more when he died than while he lived. Then his brothers and his father's whole family went down to get him. They brought him back and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of Manoah his father. He had led Israel for 20 years. Bazalwane, if you look at the story of Samson, if you read the epilogue or the conclusion of Samson's story, and in contrast with the introduction that we get of Samson, we cannot help but be disappointed at how Samson's life turned out to be. For when you understand or try to fully comprehend the scarcity of the commission of Samson's work or the circumstances surrounding his birth, then you realize how special Samson was, uNkulunkulu, because Samson was the only one besides Jesus, not John in the Bible, to whom heaven announced his birth before he was even conceived, who heaven announced his mission and purpose before he was even conceived. That's how much uNkulunkulu regarded Samson. That's how special he wanted him to be. And that's how big of a purpose that Samson had he was supposed to fulfill in his lifetime. However, when you read and continue to read the whole story, you find Samson failing to fulfill the potential which uNkulunkulu had placed in his heart, failing to reach the destiny to which uNkulunkulu ayebekele yona. The problem with Samson is that he did not live according to the standard to which God had set him to live. uNkulunkulu had wanted him to be excellent. uNkulunkulu had wanted him to be great, but all he did was be mediocre and failed to fulfill the potential to which uNkulunkulu had placed him to be. We as men today are supposed to live excellently. We are supposed to reach a destiny to which uNkulunkulu has appointed or uNkulunkulu has set out for our lives. Instead, we become men who are mediocre and are failing to fulfill the potential which is in our hearts and our lives. And into enkinga or Samson perhaps, but before Fide lapho, one thing you really have to notice is that as much as Samson was given a mission and purpose by uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu gave him the strength to equip him to fulfill that mission and purpose. When God gives you, or when God calls you, he not only calls you, but he also gives you the power to do what he has called you to do. So Nati, we need to understand that we are not just called, but we have been equipped to do what uNkulunkulu has called us to do. But when you think of Samson, you do not think of the mission to which he was called, but you think of his strength, which is a problem. Samson's strength or power overshadowed the mission which he was called to do. And that is a problem with us, whereby we think our abilities and our talents precede the mission or purpose to which uNkulunkulu has called us to do. Because once you do that, then you start to think that that strength or that ability is not from God, but it is from your own power. Because if you forget the mission to which you are equipped to do, then you forget the one who has given you the strength to do that, because you are focused not on the mission to which you have been given and called to do. So remember the one who gives you your strength. Remember the one who gives you the abilities and talents to do what you've been called to do. But enye into endingayithandi ngo Samson eyinkinga ukuthi the first words that come out of Samson's mouth, our main character, after such a big introduction, Tiwa, this man is going to deliver the people of Israel from the Philistines' hands. Yet the first thing we hear from Samson is that I've seen a woman in Timnah. Men, kuyinkinga when we are called to do something, but we start losing focus and start seeing women in Timnah. There are three problems perhaps with that I have with Samson. The first thing is that he was called to do a mission. Instead, the first thing he prioritizes is finding a woman. He is busy chasing after skirts as if they are going to run away, busy chasing something and there is a harm, while he is losing time to do what uNkulunkulu has called him to do. It is dangerous, bazalwane. It is dangerous, young men, ukuthi useskoleni yet you are busy chasing after skirts. Ukuthi kumele ngabe ubusy ufulfill potential kaNkulunkulu akubele yona, yet you are busy chasing after women. Stay away from the women in Timnah. Don't be like a Samson. Enye into engingayithandi ngo Samson is that Timnah was the Philistines' territory. Now the problem with that is that he was called to mission to do something lapana at Timnah, to save or deliver the people out of Israel there from Timnah. Yet he has time to find women in Timnah. He has time to look for women in Timnah. And that's a big problem, bazalwane, ukuthi where you are called to do a mission, where you are busy unake abantu besifazane, when you are busy unake ezinye izinto, you've prioritized other things before what God has called you to do. You are called for mission in Timnah, not for women. You are called for mission in Timnah, not for money or izinto esiyibekayo that stand between us and the mission to which we are called. And then the third problem, perhaps, is that Timnah was the enemy territory. And the problem with that is that there are many women within the Israelite camp. And that's what abazali bakhe bamtshela Samson ukuthi, why are you looking there in Timnah, Philisti? There are many women within the camp of Israel. Ngathi sengiyabezwa aba-Adventists banamhlanje sebethi hayi bayahethana abafana abama-Adventists, ayahethana amantombazane ama-Adventists, as if abantu bangaphandle abakwazi ukuhethana, bayahethana and nalabo bayahethana. But it does not mean you have to look outside the camp of Israel, because looking outside requires you to leave the camp of Israel, to leave the camp of God. And once you leave the camp of Israel, you enter the devil's territory. Once you enter the devil's territory, you are far away from uNkulunkulu and you are susceptible to the temptations asathane. Tiwa, Samson was a man who was strong in physical strength, but who was morally weak, who was allowed his passions to lead and control him. Stay away from Timna. Stay away from women in Timna before you don't be like a Samson. And then perhaps St. Peter, Bazalwane, inkinga yami no Samson enkulu ukuthi the uNkulunkulu had given him a set of instructions, noma a certain standard to which he was supposed to live according to. So uNkulunkulu gave him a mission and a purpose, and then God gave him the strength or ability to fulfill that purpose and mission. But besides that, he also gave him the lifestyle or certain way of living in order for him to be able to accomplish what God had set him out to do. Now there's a problem ukuthi usunayo mission, ne purpose, ne strength and ability to do that, but you do not live according to the way uNkulunkulu has set out for you to do. Samson was supposed to be an extraordinary man. He was supposed to do things that ordinary men cannot do. Yet he lived his life like an ordinary person. Yet he did not see himself the way uNkulunkulu saw him. It is a problem, men, it is a problem, women, ukuthi uNkulunkulu esibuke as greater than we think we are, yet we do not see ourselves the way God sees us. We do not live according to the way uNkulunkulu set out with this peeling a corner. Bazalwane, we were all born to be extraordinary. And perhaps you may ask me, Uti, why would you say that? If we were all born to be extraordinary, that would mean Uti, no one would be okay. That's been in practice here. It's the unbalene la much. If we are all born to be extraordinary, that means Uguti, that which is extraordinary would then be ordinary. But it does not matter. We were all born to be extraordinary. Yet what separates the ordinary from the extraordinary is that those who are extraordinary live according to the standard to which uNkulunkulu has set out for them. We are all born with potential. We are all born to be great. But in order for you to unlock the potential to which uNkulunkulu has placed within you, you need to live according to that standard of excellence. You need to live according to that standard of greatness. Because if you do not live according to that standard of excellence, then you will just be like everybody else, ordinary and easily forgotten. Samson was someone who was full of the potential, for we do not speak of potential unless you are. We do not speak of the potential unless you are not able to fulfill that potential. Don't be someone we speak of, this person had potential. Because if you had potential, that means that you did not do anything to accomplish or to unlock that potential. Don't be a Samson. Fulfill the mission uNkulunkulu has set out for you to do. Be excellent. Be great. Be a man that God has intended you to be. Amen.
Amen. Kunestory engifuna ukuthi ngivale ngaso la esenzekile evikini. Omunye wabantu engifunda nabo esikoleni owumfundi nje omfana, ube umfana nje onomali oyiphakiselayo naseklasini, kuwumuntu nje oyithulelayo ophansi. Kuthe kuleli vini cangithi bekuwumsombulu wekuseni, kuthiwa uye kwenye yamazwesi lapho kuhlala khona abafundi. Wafika wangena khona, wangena kwenye irumu yamantombazane, wagwaza intombazane yodwa wayibulala. So waphuma lapho wahamba, akasazi ukuthi usephelelephi kwamanje. So angazi noma kuqondanile noma kwenzakaleni ukuthi siphinde sizokhuluma ukuthi sikhumbuzane ukuthi kahlahle kuba yindoda kuba yini. Siyabona la ukuthi ingathi siphile esikhathini esinzimangempela, siyakhohlwa, angazi noma ileka kubazali noma kuthini. Ukuthi ingathi singathi singabazali sikhumbuze abantwana bethu ukuthi ukuba indoda kumele ukhule kanjani. Ngiyabona nje ngiyaxayeka ukuthi ngoba lo mfana ngumfana o-right, uyenze kanjani into engaka komunye umuntu okwenza ukuthi kungizwise kakhulu. So ngiyacela ukuthi kuthina abantu abalingana nami noma abadala kunami abafana. If kukhona into ekuphatha kabi ngaphakathi engathi ungaxoxa noma ukhale ngayo ukuze uzodlula kuyona. Because uma ulokho usabi lokho ukuthi ngiyindoda mina, lokho kulokho ikubhilda apha i-air ngaphakathi kwena ukuthi wenza izinto ey'bhidayo. Ekuvaleni kwethu inkonzo yethu sizosukuma sivule unumber 131. Sicele uMamusayiwe.
Sometimes we don't say when we do upload an episode, so subscribing to the podcast will help you get notified every time we upload an episode. Moreover, please do share this with your friends, family, whoever it is that you know. And if you do want to support the ministry, you know, in any way, because the church tours do have some expenses, and we are giving from out of our own pockets. I'm not complaining or anything like that, but if you do want to help out the ministry in any way, then please do let us know by sending us an email. We will be sharing the banking details once we have that finalized. So if you are interested in that, then yeah, you can just talk to us, and yeah, God bless you in advance.